Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
How you doing?
I'm here.
Good. Did you have a good weekend?
It's not bad. It's not bad.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, Dad was in town this weekend.
Oh, good.
So
we
all hung out. It was cool. Well, no, it was actually not cool. It was very hot. A heat wave across the country, right? It's supposed to cool off a little bit this week. We'll see.
Yeah. Last time I checked the calendar, though, it is summer, right?
Yeah. It is summer, isn't it?
Yeah.
Much was made of this heat wave, wasn't it? In fact, you sent me an email about that over the weekend.
Yes, I did.
Much was made about it. You know, but do you remember all that flooding that we had in the spring?
Yeah.
Do you remember that? Like, they would talk about the flooding and all that, but they would, like, not talk about what was causing the flooding.
Mm-hmm.
And one of my listeners, old Charlotte listeners, who now lives out in the Midwest, was sending me stuff on this, like, every day. You know what was causing the flooding? Of course you don't, because
exactly. I didn't tell you.
Record snowfall.
Right, yeah.
What happened was there was record snowfall, and then there were record cold temperatures, which kept the snow from melting. You know, so it all piled up. You know, normally it would, you know, snow and melt, whatever. Right. So it all piled up, the record snowfall, and guess what happens when it finally gets warm enough and it all piles up? Well, it all melts, and because it was record snowfall, it resulted in record flooding, because see, even in Common Core science, water...
Yeah.
When it freezes and then it like unfreezes, it turns to water.
Yeah.
But it was ice. Anyway, I'll explain that in more depth later. But anyway, it melted. And that's why we had flooding. And it was like the flooding was coming from the heavens. It was like it was coming from like nowhere.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just the difference in how they cover stuff just kills me.
Well, it's just the overemphasis, I think, sometimes of things, and it just makes me suspect to the whole climate change argument there, and the whole climate change issue. And it's just to me, it just seems like another circumstance of where even regular meteorological reporting has become weaponized.
No, it absolutely has. I mean, for instance, you and I were talking this year, I mean, you know, starting in January, about record cold temperatures. I mean, it's snowing in places, it hasn't snowed in decades.
Right.
You know, where it's supposed to be summer, but you can still ski in some places you're not supposed to. I mean, so we talked about that kind of stuff. You know, so it's really easy to pick out record high temperatures or heat waves or whatever and report those. But, I mean, it's the balance.
Well,
it's balancing it. We've had record cold this year, too.
And the interesting thing about this is I haven't heard them talk about any records being broken. Is it hot?
You're right.
Yes, it's hot. It's summer. There may be some localized records here and there, but it's not like that there has been a nationwide record-setting heat wave that has just blistered the entire country. And of course, if you look at some of these CNN and other websites when they report on these things in the weather, you know, you'd think that the nation is baking. And that the thermostats turned way up, but it's, you know, there are maybe some localized records, but there's not an ongoing broad sweep of record-breaking temperatures. At least if they are, they are not reporting that. But I haven't seen anything on it. Is it hot? Yes, it's July.
Yeah, and you know, I got to say, it was hot. Okay, I mean, it was really hot. But I looked at when I heard there was gonna be a heat wave, I looked at what the temperature for Saturday was supposed to be. And it was 93, which was weird because the temperature on Friday was 93, and so was the temperature on Thursday.
Yeah.
You know, it was like 93 all week, and they're like, spiking here. I'm like, but it's just still 93. I mean, it's been like 90-something, like, every day this summer, pretty much, unless it rained. I mean, I didn't see a spike here at all.
And I have not seen us hit 100 in the upstate. They did in the Midlands in an earlier heat wave, listen to me, an earlier episode. An episode of hotness. I like that. Episode of hotness.
Yes.
Almost sounds like a reality show. But anyway.
I know.
There was a period where it did, you know, hit high humidity and high temperatures pretty much in the Midlands. But that's the Midlands of South Carolina in the early summer. And so that's not that unusual. But I don't recall the upstate reaching 100 this summer. Now, you know, we've still got a few weeks to go as far as summer is concerned. But I distinctly remember as a kid growing up on the farm, hauling hay with temperatures of 100, 101, 102 in the afternoon, and, you know, like in July the 4th. And we haven't seen that this year. That, and that's not to say that it can't happen again and it won't happen again. It's just, you know, we hear all this stuff about these things, but it just seems odd that locally we just don't see the evidence of it many times.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Yeah. It still was hot, though.
Yes, it was hot.
Not especially hot, though, compared to how the last couple of weeks gone. But anyway. All right. Moving on to another subject. Pocahontas, who identifies as an Indian but isn't.
Right.
Joined other 2020 candidates declaring their preferred gender pronouns.
Oh, please.
Yeah. Somebody on our text line said some friends of theirs took their child to Virginia Tech for the, like, orientation. You know how they have that
right,
when they
yeah.
you drop them off as freshmen?
Yeah.
And every speaker at the orientation began their speech by, you know, defining their preferred gender pronoun.
Oh, please.
I was like, you know what? I am so not sending my money to a school like that.
I know.
I would have packed a kid up, put him back in the car,
and
we'd go home.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
We'll just do a tech school for a couple semesters
yeah.
till we figure out what the heck is going on here.
Right. And where was this now? Virginia Tech?
Virginia Tech.
Oh, good grief.
I would have lost my mind watching that, knowing I'd already written a check. I'm already traumatized by college, and I haven't even hit middle school yet.
Oh, I know.
Anyway, so Warren joined other 2020 candidates by declaring her preferred pronoun. Pocahontas was not among them. Indian Princess wasn't either. But yeah, she wants to be called she, her. The Massachusetts Democrat joined both New York Mayor Bill de Blasio, whose preferred pronouns are he and him. Who would have known, right?
Yeah.
And former Housing Secretary Julian Castro, who believes men can have abortions, biological men. His pronouns of choice are also he and him. I just thought I'd let you know that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Although he gives L for any Spanish-speaking followers. So, yeah. And you know, it was funny. She got called out by a lesbian for this. Like, knock it off. Here's what this lesbian tweeted. Her name is Miriam Ben-Shalom, the first lesbian to be reinstated to the U.S. Army after being kicked out for being a lesbian. Wrote an open letter to Warren urging her to stop with the pronoun silliness.
Wow.
With civility and no ill will, please stop the pronoun silliness, she wrote. We know you are a woman. Perhaps a million transhumans will not elect you, but common sense women could.
Wow.
Instead of pandering to the trans lobby, may I respectfully request that you look at what women are losing in terms of sports, safety, medical services, parental rights, and basic human rights, such as the right to privacy, not to mention the horrors of medical experimentation on children by trans-supporting big pharma and big medicine. Again, this is a lesbian.
Wow.
Who's an activist.
Who probably should be a member of the Republican Party.
Well, here she addresses that. She says, I'm not a conservative woman. I am an independent who cares about what is happening in our country, and I am a veteran. Please do not discount what I have written.
Well, thank you for your service. Amen. I can't find any fault with pretty much anything she said there.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, she went on to explain, you know, basically our privacy is being taken from us. We have no spaces, increasingly have no spaces in which we're allowed to be women, which by that she meant changing rooms and bathrooms and that sort of thing.
Boy, there's this.
This would be considered radical transphobic speech. Mm-hmm. But this is a lesbian activist.
Yeah.
She's not a right-winger. She's not a religious conservative.
This should be indicative of exactly how far left and lunatic left the left has gone.
Here's that part from her, and I agree with you, Lee. Here's that part from her letter. If sex is construed to be gender identity, what that means is that nearly all sex-segregated spaces, colleges, sports, dormitories, and women's rights in general will utterly disappear. They will completely disappear, she wrote. It means effectively that women and girls will no longer exist as a coherent category worthy of civil rights protection. And that is an absolute disaster.
Yeah, she's right.
I know.
She's absolutely right about that. Because I do agree that there is still some semblance of discrimination that goes on against women and girls in some circumstances. And I think that there is some amount of some type of guarantee of equal opportunity, I guess is the way I want to put it, as opposed to guaranteed outcome. but some type of legal opportunity to get an equal opportunity. That should be there. That should be our goal. That should be government's goal. That should be society's goal. That should be our culture's goal. But what these leftists are talking about doing is taking away all that.
And it looks like, you know, fellow travelers, lesbians, women's rights activists are beginning to notice this. I mean, and if a man can be a lesbian, I mean, that used to be a joke, right? I'm a lesbian trapped in a woman's. It's real now. And if a man can be a lesbian, then what's so special about being a lesbian or a woman for that matter?
And then he's no longer trapped anymore.
Okay, you're making my head hurt. It's okay. Too early for this. Yes, I need more coffee. I can't.
Yeah, so okay. Do I.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Coming up, you are going to love this. Bernie Sanders campaign stuff is in full mutiny. I'll tell you why in a second, but first. New poll, 2/3 of adults say they don't always act their age. Now, most of them are in Congress. Now, 2/3 of adults say they don't always act their age. I agree with that. And admit that there are kid activities they still love to do as adults. What do you love to do? Kid activity. Nothing more boring than completely acting your age. All right. Here's the top. Here we go. Top 10. Go down a slide. Yeah, I've done that in the last week. Did that at Big Air. That was fun. Took the kids. Couldn't stay off the equipment. Is that wrong? All right. Number 9, play with Legos. I love Legos. My son went through a Lego phase, and I'm really sad it's over. And these Lego things you put, we'd get it to a form for Christmas. Me and him would spend the next, 3 days putting it together. They are complicated. Okay, color a picture. No. Number 7, play mini golf. Yes. My husband and I have had a vicious mini golf competition going for about a decade. We're pretty evenly matched. And it gets heated. In fact, we'll leave the kids with the grandparents when we go to the beach and we'll go off and play mini golf. Watch kids' TV shows. I don't do that by choice. Although I will find I get sucked into them. What is it for you, by the way? 71307. Blast our music? Oh, heck yeah. Every day on the way home from work. You kidding me? Not so much so the car shakes, because parts would fall off my car if I did that. But pretty loud. Okay, number 4. This is things adults do, from their childhood that they're still doing as they liked it. Watch Disney movies. I don't know, I've been forced to watch so many Disney movies, not by choice. I would never do it of my own free will. Number 3, pop bubble wrap. I don't have patience for that. Number 2, watch cartoons. No, I don't do that. Number 1, play board games. My husband and I also have a vicious Uno competition. We have worn out an entire pack of cards and had to buy a new one. Because we're pretty well matched at that, too. We have a vicious ongoing Uno competition. I mean, it gets heated. The kids get into it, too, because they laugh at whoever loses. And it's been going on. And we play speed Uno. We go really, really fast when we do it because we're just experts at it. We've worn the edges of the cards down. It's one of the things. I don't even know why we do it. We started family game night. One of you suggested it on the text line, and we do that almost every weekend. Just have something for the family to get together and, be doing something instead of talking past each other or be on our computers or whatever we do. And we love that. So that got us playing Uno again. This is 2 years ago. And we do. We have a vicious ongoing Uno competition in our house. So I guess, refusal to grow up. It's okay in doses. Speaking of refusal to grow up and accept reality, Bernie Sanders still attempting to bend reality to his will, economic reality, and it's not going to work. It never does. Okay, you could not make this up, folks. You really couldn't. Remember about a week ago, or was it two? I don't know, it was a week or two. The Nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office, that's an arm of the federal government, and they analyze, what various policies will cost and such, put out a report saying if we went to a mandatory $15 minimum wage, between 1.5 million and 3.7 million Americans would lose their jobs. Boom, off the top. You talk about hurting the working class. Sheesh. And that companies, they would have no choice but to fire those employees and make the existing ones do more. So their jobs would get harder. $15 minimum wage. Okay. Bernie didn't care. Now, he didn't care about people losing their jobs. It's all about Bernie looking good. It's a typical socialist, right? Well, then his campaign staff, did you see this begin pointing out he's not paying them $15 an hour? That his staffer, so, and they're in open revolt. They've gone to the campaign manager and asked to be paid $15. And I mean, I understand. I mean, their whole job is to fight for Bernie's big thing, which is, mandatory $15 an hour minimum wage. And they're not even making it from Bernie. Figures, right? Maybe you could sell one of the vacation homes and pay them. You would think, right? Nah. Anyway, listen to this. So Bernie is being forced to raise the pay on his campaign to $15 an hour. And do you know what that's forcing? Bernie admitted he will have to cut the hours and some of the jobs of his staffers to pay the rest $15 an hour. Exactly what the Congressional Budget Office study said would happen in the private sector. You can't make this up, folks. See, capitalism works the same way on a political campaign as it does in the private sector. Yet somehow Bernie wants business owners to figure out how to pay everybody $15 an hour without firing anybody. But Bernie himself can't do it. Make sense? Yeah, if it makes sense to you, you may be a liberal. Anyway, I was about to die there. That's exactly what the Congressional Budget Office said. They said that the only way that a lot of these businesses could pay the $15 minimum wage would be to either cut people's hours or cut their jobs. Exactly what Bernie is now saying he will have to do. Unbelievable. Isn't it interesting, by the way, they're saying the average wage is $13 an hour on the Bernie campaign. I drove by Chick-fil-A the other day. They're looking for workers. Guess what they start at? This is market. $13 an hour. Same as Bernie's paying. In other words, Bernie's paying market. Ironic, isn't it?
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
What if everything the Democrats are running on isn't real? Like, can't be done. Maybe that's why they don't want to talk about it. An extraordinary admission from New York Magazine. See this? New York Magazine is a liberal publication. Absolutely no doubt about that. And I'll tell you why they wrote this in a minute. They do this far out from a presidential campaign when they see something that could cause the Democrat to lose. And so they're actually maybe temporarily honest about things. As part of a service, you know, point it out, get it fixed. New York Magazine has come to the conclusion that Senator Kamala Harris, as we know her, horizontal Harris, her health care plan makes no sense. It literally makes no sense. It can't be done, but that's only the beginning of the problems with it. Okay. Harris was a co-sponsor of the Bernie Sanders Medicare for All plan, right? And so they took a look at that, the Medicare for All plan, and Sanders, they found, had proudly admitted his plan would require large tax hikes on the middle class. Although he says, you know, the middle class would be more than happy to pay a lot more in taxes. Well, that's debatable. Well, the problem with Harris's version of Medicare for All is that she claims they will be able to do all of it with a middle class tax cut. Not only will there be no tax hikes, there will be a middle class tax cut. Now, we welcome her to make a middle-class tax cut. It's kind of bizarre. She says she's going to repeal the Trump tax cuts. That was a large middle-class tax cut. So I don't know. But even New York Magazine saying, you cannot make that make sense. Here's what they write. If you took Harris at her word, her legislative plan for 2021 would be to first pass a law massively cutting middle-class taxes, then pass a second law radically increasing them. The fundamental incoherence of Harris's agenda went largely ignored over the first 7 months of her campaign. Yeah. So Harris says, no, you're going to get free health care as a member of the middle class. Oh, and a tax cut. It's going to be Medicare for all. You're going to love it. She also, by the way, wants to give you $500 a month in transfer payments just to make it fair. And somebody's going to pay for that. Somebody's going to pay dearly for that. It's just not clear who it is or if they have enough money to pay for all this, which is what New York Magazine got down to the bottom of. The whole Democrat Party platform is a sham. It can't be done. Now, the way Bernie wants to do it, they say, it could be done. But even Bernie admits, yeah, it's going to be a little pricey.
Senator Sanders, I'll give you 10 seconds just to answer the very direct question. Will you raise taxes for the middle class in a Sanders administration?
No deductibles, no co-payments, no out-of-pocket expenses. Yes, they will pay more in taxes, but less in health care.
And when it was pointed out to Bernie by, I think it was Anderson Cooper, you know, in Europe, the middle and the lower classes pay over 50% of their income total in taxes, Bernie. Like, you think Americans want to do that?
No, the taxes in many of those countries are much higher than they are in the individual personal taxes, much higher than they are in the United States.
But I suspect that a lot of people in this country would be delighted to pay more in taxes if they had health, if they had comprehensive health care as a human right.
Okay, so Horizontal Harris says, you don't even have to pay more, it's free. New York Magazine says, okay, well, but then where's she getting the money? I mean, there's not going to be enough money. And then New York Magazine says, you're right. I mean, you cannot do this without a massive middle-class tax increase, which, by the way, only Bernie is running on. See the problem here? We've been pointing this out. The math does not work. You cannot pay for it. Medicare is going broke. There's a reason for that. And we have a tax for Medicare. And the idea that you can just heap free health care for the whole country and illegal immigrants. So that would be heap free health care for the whole country and, well, Guatemala, El Salvador, Haiti. Am I missing anybody? Yeah, throw in Mexico. You could do that and make that work when we can't make Medicare work and it's going broke. Like, how does that work? Even New York Magazine says, listen, the Democrats need to shore this up because this doesn't make any sense. And their point is not, hey, let's be honest, they don't care about that. Their point is Trump's going to tear this apart. Y'all got to get this straight. You have to fix this. Because this is a mess. All right, some of you texting in your kid activities that you love to do, things you won't give up. I love this guy. I'd like to meet his wife. Texter writes, what grown-ups that act like kids, I have an 80s arcade in the basement. Robotron, Defender, Frogger, Pac-Man, Pinball. Oh, and Journey on the Jukebox. I want to go to this guy's house. Because, you know, I loved Pac-Man. I loved those machines. And they had the round knob on them. My mom never let me play. I was too young to have my own money. So I had to have hers to play. She's like, no, we're in a hurry. I love my mom, but she didn't let me play Pac-Man. I would spend hours on that thing if I could. That game was so much fun. I'd love to know from him, where do you even get those machines now? And like, if they break, who fixes them? You call a guy? I mean, I don't know. Rent a nerd or something? I have no idea how you would fix one. Anyway, Texter writes, hey, Tara, I have discovered a great new board game. It's called Hack. Fairly simple, but with enough strategy to make it fun. It can be found online at thegamecrafter.com. Thank you for the suggestion. I may try it. Texture rates. Tara, just like the left has had that slogan from the get-go titled Resist, I have one for us on the right. It's called Defy the Left. Defy at all cost. I like that. Defy. It's cool. Texture rates. I guess old Bernie just got a lesson in basic economics. It won't help. It's not, no, not as all. Not at all. It won't. They refuse to believe. Texture rates. Since when has anything the left proposed make sense? Well, no, it hasn't. But it's just remarkable that a left-wing publication like New York Magazine would actually admit the Democrats' healthcare plans don't make any sense. They attacked Harris, but I mean, the same could be said of everybody but Bernie, who at least is saying, yeah, we're going to have massive tax increases. Okay, cool. We can start the debate there. All right, well, this has exploded on the text line. Adults, two-thirds of adults say they don't always act like they're, you know, kids. They act like they're kids. They don't always act their age. Kid activities people still like, number one, is board games. That's popular in my house. I was talking about my husband and I. I talked one time on the show about, like, you know, it's so hard to, you know, you spend all your time, all this time with your kids, but you're not really connecting, right? You're in your car, they're on their phone, you're on your car, nobody's talking. I make my kids, you know, my daughter has a phone now, my other kids don't. I make her put it away when we're in the car. And she goes, oh. But it forces her to talk to me out of boredom. We have a good relationship. But no, they can get so sucked into this stuff. So we you know, about once a week, we don't do it every week, but most weeks on the weekends we do family game night where everybody puts their electronics away and we play. And that got my husband and I back into playing games. So normally what we do is we play with the kids and then we play Uno. We've got a vicious Uno competition going. I mean, we talk smack. It's like a MMA rep match. You know how the guys all talk smack beforehand? Yeah, like that. The kids get into it. Oh, it's fun. Texture writes, I just turned 32 yesterday and I love playing with toys. Ha ha. Santa always brings the kids stuff that they and I both like. Hey, nothing wrong with that. Another texture writes, I cannot get off the Sea-Doo. I feel like I'm a kid again without a care in the world. I would love to have a Sea-Doo. That would be awesome. Another texture writes, roller skating, Tara. Oh, I see. No. I could not do that. Not to my knees. No. I value them too much. When I was a kid, I roller skated because I didn't care, right? You thought you'd always be in one piece. Not anymore. Not anymore. All right. Meanwhile, where to begin here, right, this week? Did you hear what just happened? This is nuts. There was a Fox News analyst, Ellen Ratner. You may have seen her on Fox if you watch Fox. And back in 2016, November 9, 2016, they were at an Embry-Riddle University symposium. And Ratner was there representing the left, and former congressman, now Fox political analyst John LeBoutelier, was from the right, was talking about the aftermath of the 2016 election. So this is in 2016. It's November 9, 2016, right? So nobody knows yet that, you know, what the talking points are on Russia. Nobody knows yet, you know, it was not really that Trump got elected. It was that Russians stole the election. Everybody really wanted Hillary, but then they got confused because the Russians. I mean, none of those talking points are set yet, right? People are still reeling from the election. So she doesn't know what she is and is not supposed to say. Which makes what she said pretty amazing. She had just gone, this is again Ellen Ratner, Embry-Riddle University Symposium, November 9th, 2016. It's just leaked out. The video of this, which had not been online before. And Ratner happened to have traveled to meet with Julian Assange, the head of WikiLeaks. WikiLeaks released the leaked emails that we have been told are a Russian hack. We've also recently found out, due to various court filings, that the FBI has absolutely no idea who hacked the DNC server, stole Podesta's emails, or anything. That they've only ever taken the Democrat Party's word for that. And the report that the Democrat consultants put together was largely redacted. So the FBI doesn't even have the technical details of how the Russians or whoever supposedly hacked the stuff. I mean, folks, this whole thing is so fallen apart, it's ridiculous now. But back then, Ellen Ratner did not know to lie. And that's what makes this so interesting. She was talking about her visit with Assange, again, in November of 2016. And she sits down with Assange, and Assange is steamed, man. He is not happy. She'll explain why.
By the way, just FYI, I met with...
I've got to take a WikiLeak.
I spent 3 hours with Julian Assange on Saturday at the Ecuadorian embassy.
Yeah, get this. Listen to this. Go ahead.
Well, I did.
Yeah.
But one of the things he did say is that the leaks were not from... they were not from the Russians. They were an internal source from the Hillary campaign or from somebody that knew Hillary, an enemy. And he said Russia got credit for something WikiLeaks should have gotten credit for.
Wow.
Yeah. Great. Remember when they were trying to extradite Assange, who wanted to be extradited? Had offered to finally give the intel community the information on where those emails came from, and James Comey scuttled the deal. Remember that? Because he did not want Assange here talking. He did not want to talk to Assange. Did Mueller bother to talk to Assange? Attempt to talk to... Oh, heck no! Heck no! Well, because he didn't want the truth. That'll ruin everything. Anyway, it was interesting what a representative of the left said on November 9th, 2016. Ellen Ratner, before the official talking points on Russia collusion emerged. Gosh, I can't believe that. Oh, yeah, I was talking to Julian Assange. He totally said the Russians didn't do it. Yeah, he did. He says, no, it was somebody close to Hillary who had access to Hillary. So, it was probably just an inside job. Isn't it interesting she hasn't said anything? She's one of the few people who sat down with Assange. Silence. Yeah, because the talking points came out. Now with Nonum. So she shut up.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.